A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. Tonight we are talking about the fate of holders of Zimbabwe exemption permits exactly 23 days before the June 30th deadline for them to regularize their status in South Africa or face deportation. But first, let's have a look at what is happening in Zimbabwe and other nations. The controversial Criminal Law Codification and Reform Amendment Bill dubbed the Patriotic Bill, which criminalizes the willful damaging of the sovereignty and national integrity of Zimbabwe, sailed through Senate today. The bill will now be sent to President Emmerson Mnangagwa to sign it into law. The bill proposes severe penalties for a Zimbabwean who convenes a meeting with a foreign or foreign agent, plus to overthrow a constitutionally elected government, and calls for sanctions or trade boycott of Zimbabwean goods and or services. Penalties range from losing citizenship to the death penalty. Critics say the law is designed to curtail freedom of information, freedom of assembly, and freedom of the press. Uhlelo lwe-Diaspora Forum namhla sixoxa labo abanama Zimbabwe exemption permits aphelelwa isikhathi mhla ka 30 kuNhlangula. Sebendlela ivalweni abalama maphepha la abadinga amatsha okuhlala lokusebenza kule South Africa. Kusenjalo ke idala le-Senate eZimbabwe namhla liphasise umthetho we-Criminal Law Codification and Reform Amendment Bill olakho okhahlameza uZulu. Umthetho lo wenza kube licala ukuba odabuka eZimbabwe okhulume labantu bakwamanye amazwe ngokwenzakala ngokuthi kufakwe izijeziso zenoto lokunye eZimbabwe ajeziswe. Abantu abaningi bawusola umthetho lo besithi ukuphasiswa kwawo lidala le-Senate uzokuthiye abaningi bebambe ongaphansi, njalo sokumele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esayine umthetho lo ube umthetho ozwayo. And in South Africa, a Zimbabwean woman, Sicelisile Ncube, has lost two children in Hammerskraal, South Africa, ravaged by cholera. The Zimbabwean says her children succumbed to the waterborne disease one after another. She is devastated. Akesizwe ekhuluma ngodaba lolu loThuso Khumalo weStudio 7.
Ejubile bamfaka embhedeni, baye bathi mina ngiphume ngahle ngaphuma, so basala bodwa bambheka. Bamfaka usijeni ngahlala, bathi sebamnika umbheda. Aceda umnika umbheda, ngihlala la ngihlala la, bathi ngimphuzise umeleka. Umphuzise umeleka ngo-4, umntana asishiya katshona.
Omunye lokwenzakala?
Omunye ngithi ngiphuma emochari, kule mntana omunye wokucala lo, ngiphuma emochari ngihamba endlini, ngifika ngihlala sengimthuma ayenza konke, imbona abona ukuthi uright umntana, but ngesikhathi kuba late ngawagesisa ngaceda usebadla baceda udla balala ngo-12 o'clock ubusuku. Si umntana othi amala kabuhlungu lo lekhanda libuhlungu, siyaceda aqala ukuphumisa. Ngithi sithi uMasali athi asihambe esibhedlela laye, babanye bathi asihambe sicela sibone abantu abaprofiti kucala. Maybe wayekugula abantwana 1 kuphela, wamntomi 1 kuphela. Sahamba baprofiteni, abaprofiteni bathi bemuhambise esibhedlela. Sahlala saya esibhedlela eThemba Clinic. Sifika eThemba Clinic wafaka ama-drip kuphela, sahlala ngo-12 laye ashona.
That was a Zimbabwean, Sicelisile Ncube, speaking with VOA Studio 7 Thuso Khumalo in Hammerskraal, South Africa. Lapha lizwe ke uSicelisile Ncube exoxa lo Thuso Khumalo we Studio 7 khona ngale kwele South Africa. And the war in Ukraine is deepening the climate crisis at a time when global greenhouse gas emissions are already running at a record high, according to a report by carbon accounting experts. Flora Bradley Watson has more.
The death and destruction caused by the war in Ukraine is all too clear to see. But what of its impact on the climate? From the making and firing of ammunition to fuel used by vehicles, and changes in energy use in Europe. A new report by carbon accounting experts details how the war is deepening the climate crisis.
Emissions of conflicts and military missions are often overlooked.
Dutch carbon accounting expert Leonard de Klerk led the team of researchers.
With this report, we want to have governments focusing on military missions as well.
The report, titled Climate Damage Caused by Russia's War in Ukraine, found that the first year of the war will trigger a net increase of 120 million tons of greenhouse gases. That's equivalent to the annual output of a country such as Belgium. Here's the breakdown of different factors. Almost half of emissions are linked to the anticipated reconstruction of infrastructure damaged in the fighting. About 19% come from military activities, such as burning fuel in vehicles, making and firing ammunition, and the construction of concrete fortifications. The report also looks at how the Ukraine war is impacting emissions outside of the country. Think of gas leaks from the sabotaged Nord Stream pipeline, the rerouting of international flights, and the movement of refugees.
We didn't expect that the emissions of a war would be so significant. And it's not only the military, the warfare itself that contributes to the emissions, but it's also the future reconstruction of the destroyed infrastructure like buildings, hospitals, and roads.
Researchers acknowledge there has been a drop in Ukraine's domestic economic activity due to the conflict, but say emissions related to those activities have mainly shifted to other countries. And while emissions in Europe fell due to lower flows of Russian gas and higher energy costs, they've all been offset by increases in the use of oil, coal, and liquefied natural gas. Ukraine's Ministry of Environmental Protection has said it's important to initiate discussions about the impact of conflicts on the climate. Carbon accounting is increasingly becoming the focus as countries assess progress against climate goals agreed in Paris in 2015. De Klerk says it's crucial military emissions were included.
Definitely, there is a lot that that can be done to decarbonize the military. So there are already options of, biofuels, for example, but also partly electrification of certain elements of the military. And I'm not claiming that I have all the technical solutions, but as the civilian society has already been working on this topic decades now, it's time for the military to get their act together and start working on this as well.
And back to our topic of the day, anxiety is mounting among 178,000 holders of Zimbabwe exemption permits, with some of them still waiting for responses from the Department of Home Affairs about the applications for waivers and new visas filed in the past few months. Some Zimbabwe exemption permit holders are vowing to stay put in South Africa even after failing to regularize their status by the end of this month. They are still pinning their hopes on a pending Pretoria High Court judgment over the legality of the termination of the permits. South African immigration officials say they are processing applications filed by these Zimbabweans. The South African government is under pressure to terminate the program. Namhla sixoxa ngabala maphepha eZimbabwe exemption permits aphelelwa isikhathi ekupheleni kwayo nale inyanga. Abantu abaningi bathi abasakwazi ukuthi kumele benzeni ngoba benza konke okufaneleyo kodwa kabakatholi impendulo kurhulumente wakwele South Africa. And joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Mrs. Patiwe Tholakele Spanda, a domestic worker living in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, and Mr. Munjozi Mutandiri, a senior programs advisor of the Southern African Liaison Office. Welcome to the show, everybody. Good evening to you all.
Thanks, Gibbs. Thank you.
Yes, let's start with Mrs. Spanda. You actually filed your application for a waiver recently. Any reaction right now from the government? And if not, what's next for you? Yeah, Mrs. Spanda, get on your seat to corner, Puma. Yeah, Mrs. Spanda, we are in so ekumani.
Oh, Muzu Kondane Namiba.
Yeah, Kondane Lao, ma'am. Yeah. So, after I la Kulapa, I wear Viaco. Is it we le Kumbai Abui, Kumanja?
No, no, up now, Baba, no, much. I could put a woke up, we call now over Leo, a Nyazi Futu, which I'm sure because of the Tatiscat City, or Baba corner, Vele Aba apply last year. So, between Abani, Abanyabaga told.
Yeah, whoever lay Vele Utina Uti Batini now apply Lue Valley.
Whoever they ma apply abafuna guna ma requirements okumele uhlangabezane nayo incwadi ka mkhashi wakho ekucelela ukuthi ucela ukuthi khona ube khona udana vele elawe ebhale na contract letter ukuthi vele wena usebenza njani ukuye contract letter igoqela ukuthi ama sick leave ngi bonus kumbe ama duties owayenzayo kumqashi wakho bese ufaka ne CV yakho nje yokuthi kuyini okwenzileyo ama qualifications olawo kumbe iwaphi mhlawumbe ama course ongabe wayi usufike lapha e South Africa yiwo ama requirements abafunayo kuweva.
Yes, so 23 days kuphela ukuthi bi expire ipermit yakho ukuzwa njani ngakho lokho.
Ikunjani sisevalweni. Iningi lethu sisevalweni especially kulabo ayingathi bona abakayishiya ema office ukuthi be submit amaphepha ngoba abantu baningi abangaka submit bahlangana okwamalanga ke kuthiwa kunama dates ama slot. Ukuthi ama dates are available ukuthi bewo submit ayatholakala kodwa kanzima abantu baningi.
Yeah,
evalweni sisele impela evalweni ngoba sikwazi ukuthi uthethi bayakhuluma liphulini ukuthi kuyathwa senze njani.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ubambe icingo lakho. Now let's bring in Mr. Bongani Mkhwananzi of the Zimbabwe Community in South Africa. So, Mr. Mkhwananzi, what's been done by your organization on such matters of great importance to Zimbabweans, especially these holders of exemption permits?
Look, we continue with engagements with stakeholders. Currently, we are actually doing a survey to the Zimbabwean community to find out the state of applications so that that information is used in discussions with the authorities to give them a picture of the rate of applications and such other information that can help the authorities have a better decision for our compatriots. So we also have set up desks to try assist those who cannot apply by themselves. Some people don't have computer access, or some do not understand how to do online applications. So we have a team of people from the Zimbabwe Community South Africa Committee that is actually doing help for such people.
Stand by there. Before we take a break, let's hear from Mr. Munjozi Mutandiri. Mr. Mutandiri, give us your take on what is happening on these permits. You know exactly what is going on in South Africa right now.
Thank you, my brother, and good evening to your listeners. And indeed, this has been an issue that has been a problem for a very long time. And as you might be aware, as fellow, we have held a number of dialogues where we have brought different stakeholders, including my brother Mkwanan, who is on this platform, government officials, and many other interested partners to say what do we need to do to find a solution that is sustainable and lasting. Our position as fellow is that the position taken by Home Affairs was reactionary and it was not in the best interest finding a solution, because we did not understand what the problem we were solving was by terminating people that were documented. We believe that we should actually be documenting everyone who is undocumented so that it becomes easier to know where people are. But in terms of these permits, I think we know that the court has set and listened to the challenges by different groups. We are waiting for the court outcome. They are still deliberating on that. But we saw a development yesterday that banks were sending letters or emails to customers that if you do not send us proof that you have applied for a permit, or you send us a new permit, we will freeze your account by 1 January 2024. What that means is that Home Affairs has made another decision which they have not communicated to us and many other people that are stakeholders in this issue, to say that we have extended to the end of the year. But from the messages that were sent to customers by banks, it appears that people have until the 1st of January to have their bank accounts frozen.
Mm-hmm.
But we still think that even as the court cases are going ahead, our opinion and what we are trying to push for is for the South African government to reconsider the decision they have made. We think that there's still a chance for the South African government to try and ensure that regularization of people and foreign nationals is a primary, is an important aspect of ensuring that we are able to trace where people are and to allow people to do the needful, like
Thank you for the moment. We are going to come back to you so that we can discuss further this matter. As of now, we are going to take a very short break and then come back and join our guests. Let's take a break right now.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us a message right now on those social media platforms. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe exemption permits. In our case, Mrs. Patiwe Tulagele Spanda, a domestic worker living in Joburg, Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi of the Zimbabwe Community in South Africa, and Mr. Mjosi Mutandiri, Senior Program Advisor of the Southern African Liaison Office. So let's get back to you, Mrs. Spanda. Ungakahambi mama uhlelo. So ubona zani uzayenzani kusiya phambili ngamafitshane khonapho bese usihambela mama.
Hayi, ngamafitshane baba, ngizolinda. Ngizolinda umthumela ngibone ukuthi ungifikisa kuphi. Uma ngivumakile ngizoqhubekela phambili ngi-applyela i-permit. Uma njalo kungasavumakalanga means ukurejectwa, hayi kutho ukuthi ngizobe ngizozibuyelela ekhaya.
Ye, so ungabuyela ekhaya uzayenzani khonale?
Ngayikho baba into engabe ngingayenza ngoba akhaya kula mathuba omsebenzi. Ngiyobe ngiyobuyela nje ungibuyelela ukuthi ngiyohlala. Kusho ukuthi ngiyabe sengiphelele ngumsebenzi. Ngoba kwamanje abelungu balethemba ukuthi senze sabacela ukuthi sibhalele izincwadi sihambe lathi siyosubmit njengabaningi. Ngoba kwakuqaleni kwakuthi okufunakala balama-skills pho thina esisebenza ezindlini. Kwakuthi ekuqaleni asiqualify kodwa kwabuya kwathiwa hhayi bhala nini. Kodwa ke ma imphumela imihle kutho ukuthi sizadlulela phambili si-aplayele ama-permit.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Hayi, sungasihambela ntombi endala, sibonge kakhulu. Ungalithinela kusasa mama, sungazilalela nje kumbe ubulalela
lapho
ulalela umsakazo. So ke now papa to Mrs. Vanda, we think she's saying she has to do some other things. Now let's turn to Mr. Mkwananzi. So what should Zimbabweans do going forward, Mr. Mkwananzi? It seems like it's a tight situation here.
It's a very tight situation, but we are urging all the ZTP holders to apply for the waivers so that they can be exempted from the labor letter and qualifications such that they can now qualify to apply for the mainstream permits. So all ZTP holders are encouraged that they must understand there is a 30th June deadline which they must pursue and have at least have asked for the waivers. We realize that those that will not be able to must also consult with the embassy on its program of repatriation, because the embassy of Zimbabwe in South Africa has offered some assistance. So they should approach the consulate and try to see how they can be helped in getting repatriated if they find that they cannot get the waivers to transition to mainstream permits.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mkwananzi. So, Mr. Njozi, Mtandiri got cut off and is saying we can call him back. So I think our producers are trying to get out of him so that he can come back into the show. But in the meantime, we've got Miss Victress Matutu of Zim Imbokoto. She's based in South Africa. Miss Matutu, welcome to the program, madam.
Thank you, Mr. Dube, and good evening to you and to the listeners.
Thank you very much. So tell us about your own kind of experience with applying for a new visa. What's going on, and where is your future at right now if you don't, you know, even get your permit? What's going to happen?
As I stand now, I'm just praying that since I've applied and for my waiver, I'm just praying for a positive result. And when if it happens that I get the waiver, I'll go ahead and apply for the mainstream visa, which I also hope it's going to come back with a positive result. Although it's not guaranteed, I'm like, I don't know what's really going to happen, because remember, when this happened, when the ZEP was announced that it's not going to be renewed, you must apply for waivers. Mm-hmm. We were told that only those people who fall under critical skills will be allowed to move from ZEP to mainstream visa. So I don't know what's going to happen. Now everyone is applying for waivers. Everyone, at least half of, maybe more than half of the people I know that applied for waivers last year, they've got the results now, and the results are positive. They have their waivers. They are applying for mainstream permits. I'm also hoping that when my waiver application goes there to be approved, then I'll be able to apply for a permit. If that doesn't happen, there is no other way to do it. We have to go back to Zimbabwe to do what I don't know.
Singathi akukwethusi kakhulu koloko ukuthi enxaya gcina ubuyele ekhaya.
Kuyangethusa, sengihlale lapha eSouth Africa okweminyaka edlula mhlawumbe engamalitshumi nanhlanu ngihlezi lana, ngisebenza lana. Kuyangethusa ukuthi uma ngicabanga ukuya ekhaya, ngicabanga ukuthi ngizofika ngenzeni. angazi nje ngizele ngiphelele nje ukuthi ngoba angazi ukuthi ngizofika ngendlela abantu bakhuluma hey uzasuqale phansi lawo uthengise njengabanye but wonke umuntu uyathengisa ngizothengisa ngithengisela bani and bekwakusenzakala kunto abavele bethengisa khona ngale ayichance yokuthi ngizofika ngithole umsebenzi ayikho angaphandle kokuthi kumbeni kuyenzakala imirekle izinto ezitshintshe eZimbabwe within these 3 weeks ezisele ukuthi kufika u-30 June but angiboni kusenzeka lokho so akuyangethusa kakhulu akungethusi ngoba kangifuni ukubuyela ekhaya kodwa kungethusa ngoba ngizofika ekhaya ngiphile kanjani.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Mr. Mkhonazi. I think you can hear some people's fears, and you guys, you are busy trying to conduct a survey, you know, to find out what is happening. So tell us a bit about what's going on in terms of your survey of this Zimbabwe exemption permit holders. So 1 minute on that.
The survey, we've been distributing the link across our social media platforms. I must say, though, the response rate has been a bit very low. We are hoping that it picks up, because the more people respond to the survey, the better a picture, because when you have a survey, you want a bigger sample rate that can be indicative of the entire 178,000 people. So we are hoping that people can see the value that such a survey will give to their cause. Because when we approach authorities, questions get to be asked. Okay, so how many people have applied? How many people are not applying? So we want to be able to sit at a table with facts to say, look, from our indications, the statistics are showing a certain percentage has applied. Currently, if I was to look at the response rate, you will find that 43% of people have applied. So we want to have such statistics. When you sit with somebody and you have facts, they are able to better listen to your cause, and at least they also are able to take that matter to other of their colleagues and have facts, and then there is a fact-based decision, and that can give us a little bit
Thank you so much. Hold on there. We've got a caller from South Africa. What says Uthi Silobani? Hello, caller in South Africa, how are you? Hello, caller Magadi. Caller, I think if you can hear me, I'm trying to talk to you in South Africa. How are you doing? So we've got Morogul Dizwa here nine. So I think we've got a pet line there. So we'll go to Ms. Matutu to give us a last shot on what is going on. So your last word, Ms. Matutu, what is going to happen to Zimbabweans whose papers are expiring? So go ahead there. Ms. Matutu?
Matutu, what I can say is that we are Zimbabweans, the ZEP holders, are busy applying for waivers. We are, remember, also waiting for the court judgment that was reserved.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know why it was reserved. We don't know when it's going to be released. So we now have two options: applying for waivers and praying that when the court releases the judgment will be on our side. It's going to be a positive judgment for us. That's what we are praying for. But then if the judgment comes back negative, we will continue applying for waivers and working to get waivers and apply for claims and payments. There is no other way. But then if everything fails, then one is always open.
Thank you very much.
We have to go back.
Yes, thank you very much. We've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.